One of the AM conversations, well, in fact, the only one we have planned for next week. I'm gone on Tuesday, here on Wednesday, and then won't be in early on Thursday and Friday because of meetings. Dr. Mike Fenner will join us on the program on Wednesday, here on the air. Talk about his book, Crossing Denali. We'll talk to him then. All right.
Stay.
I was going to
say. Good boy.
Stay.
It's, yeah, I don't know. Sometimes you move it, and it's where it's supposed to be. Other times, it kind of just slowly goes down towards the table.
And you end up going,
I'm on the microphone on the floor.
I'm going to talk down here.
Oh, no. It's a little windy, a little cloudy, a little... it's one of those days. I woke up in the middle of the night to neighbor's dog barking.
Ooh.
I was wondering if they had an intruder for a good 30 minutes. About 1 o'clock this morning. I'm like, who lets their dog out at 1 a.m.?
Well, and what you
like
should
crazy.
Have done is yelled out the door, hey, get away, intruder,
you know
and the dog stops barking.
My thought was... this would be a good time for one of those Maglite flashlights.
Yeah.
Because then I could, like, beam it over there, try to figure out what the dog is barking at, but maybe into the house so that people would see, hey, there's people awake.
Or you can get the military grade that apparently bores holes in your brain.
Ooh.
That they're being advertised now.
Wake up. Your dog's driving me crazy.
And by the way, sorry about putting that hole in your skull.
It was another rumbly night.
Mm-hmm.
But my whole gauge is, like, not even a half inch from 2 days.
Really?
Yeah, no.
I haven't looked at mine. It could be.
What do we get? Wow! Three quarters of an inch?
Yeah.
No, mine's not even at a half inch at my house. More lightning, I think, than rain at my place. We went out and had to water everything last night. It's just crazy.
That is weird.
My garden, even after yesterday, we thought we had about... a quarter of an inch, under a half inch.
You're not flying in from Arizona, are you?
No.
Okay.
I know. It's just, for some reason, that light rain, maybe at an angle, I don't know what it is, but it's my garden was so dry, I had to water it.
At Karen's, the rain is running parallel to the ground. It is not actually landing in Karen's yard. It's landing in the neighbor's.
But you would think, after the rain yesterday, the garden would have been wet.
Yep.
But I think that 85 degrees for a few hours just... sucked it right up on that the dirt was literally crumbly dry. That's how dry it was.
We had to turn on the AC last night.
Yeah, we did too. I think he was not real happy with it, but
no, I wasn't either, but you gotta do it.
The night before was very uncomfortable, so
we did the whole house fan. Mm-hmm. And when it's damp outside.
Ooh, yeah, the whole time.
And when it's damp outside, everything you wake up in the morning you go, boy, I'm cool, but I'm also damp. And
it's
nothing worse than feeling damp in the morning. I'm here to tell you.
You're ready for today's six-letter P word?
Sure.
Six-letter word beginning with P as in pop, meaning a protector, benefactor. Protector.
And how many?
Benefactor.
Letters?
Six-letter word beginning with P.
I had a four-letter word, but I didn't. No.
Does it start with P?
A legitimate one. Yeah, it did. Is it one of those words that have a different meaning or a meaning that...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It has a very simple meaning.
Okay.
Six-letter word beginning with P meaning a customer.
I don't know.
He wants to talk to you. I'll let you go.
243-4351.
If you can tell me what today's P word is, and you haven't won in the last 6 weeks, excuse me, you are playing for a lunch buffet from Bogey's Cafe, 1904 West Morton Avenue here in Jacksonville. 243-4351. Your gift certificate is good at Bogey's Sunday through Friday, 11 to 1:30. Bogey's Cafe on Morton. Six-letter word beginning with P, meaning protector, benefactor, customer. I notice they all end with or. Good morning. You're on the air.
Is it parent?
Nope. Thanks for trying.
Alrighty.
243-4351. Good morning. You're on the air.
Patron.
That's it. And who is this?
Fran Suter.
Fran Suter. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Very good. And Fran, you're calling from Jacksonville?
I am.
All righty. You stop by here sometime in the next 3 weeks. We will give you a gift certificate for you to take out to Bogey's Cafe on Morton.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good weekend.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Fran Suter, our winner today. A customer, a patron.
Yeah, see,
protector?
If Ryan hadn't stuck his head in there, I would have gotten that.
I know.
That ain't a problem.
Threw you off completely.
Yes, he did.
So a protector, I don't get. Benefactor?
Yeah, it could be a patron.
But...
All right, it's weak.
It is. Okay. That's our Friday week work.
Congratulations go out to the 200 graduates of Jacksonville High School from CNB Bank and Trust and Midstate Insurance. JHS graduation is Friday night at 7. Family and friends of the class of 2016 are invited to attend. Once again, it's with great pride that Midstate Insurance, 1101 West Morton, and CNB Bank and Trust member FDIC salute these young people for their many years of hard work and dedication. Best of luck to the JHS class of 2016.
Is your company's website attracting new customers? If not, the web team at Hanson Information Systems can design and develop a site that not only provides information, but also serves to make a positive and professional impression and provides a functionality your company needs. Call Hanson today at 726-2400. Hanson, your partner for information technology.
For a limited time, get zero for 72 months on many of your favorite new 2015 Fords. Now at Bob Riding's Westtown Ford in Jacksonville, it's no interest for 6 years on many models like the Ford Fiesta, Focus, Mustang, F-150, and Edge. With some 300 new Fords in our family of dealerships, we'll have a new Ford for you. See our featured models online or in our print ads at westtownford.com. Zero for 72 with approved credit at Bob Riding's Westtown Ford on Morton in Jacksonville.
Check us out online at westtownford.com.
Rainy days and Fridays always get
me down. Yeah. I'm going to hypnotize you by doing this.
Yeah, is that the cremated paperclip of Jim McCabe's the other day?
Yeah, it's an S now or a 5.
Or a Z?
But if you look at it real closely when I do this, I hypnotize you.
I don't think so.
Apparently it's not working. No. Darn paperclips broken.
So your big plans for the weekend, cooking out?
No, we're doing a little bit of traveling. Heading up to see other grandkids up north.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get to come home and say goodbye to our grandkids who are headed to Texas.
So everybody's going up.
Yeah. No.
See, they're going to hang out at your house, and you're going to take off.
Yeah.
You've had enough of them, I see.
Actually, they're kicking us out. They've had enough of us.
Hey, man.
Mom and Dad, could you just move?
Go away. Yeah. Well, you might cook out up there.
Oh, sure.
Could be beautiful.
I hope so, yeah.
Might be a nice weekend up north. It's not that far.
Okay. Here, I'll give you the forecast. You asked?
So I am.
I'm going to give it to you.
And sock it to me.
There's a Dick Martin throwback.
It's a 50% chance today, 60 tonight, 60 tomorrow, 40 tomorrow night. Sunday and Monday look great.
Yeah. Here in Dubuque, it's sunny Sunday, mostly sunny, high 81.
Mm, yeah.
And then on Monday, afternoon rain, high 82.
That's not bad.
No.
80s is crazy, though.
And I think
isn't it too soon?
I think I can go higher, too.
No! The hotter it gets, the higher
it goes.
It's, I don't know. Normal high is 78. And again, I don't think we're ever in the normal range. I just think it takes hundreds of years to get to that number. 1 year it's 40, the next year it's 90, somewhere in between. And we seem to be more near normal early this season. And now we're just, I don't know, 80s in May. I understand 80s in June and July.
I don't have a problem with it. I support 80s in May. I'm going on record.
We're on our May rain. Are we anywhere near with our normal rainfall for the month of May? We seem to tell people we're going to have a lot of it, and then we haven't really had a lot of it.
That's a good question. I don't know.
Because this whole week, maybe an inch. Last week, I don't even know if we got up to an inch.
And normal rainfall for May is over 5 inches.
I was going to say 12.
No, it's not. That would be really wet.
It's a wet May.
Yeah.
Well, we had that one year where it was really wet, June, July?
Mm-hmm.
How many inches of rain did we get when this whole place flooded?
I think, wasn't that like, was it close to 24 inches in 2 months? Maybe not that much.
Man, I don't know.
I know it was a lot.
I know I couldn't leave work. It rained so much.
That was one of those. I was in Winchester, and you called me. You said, I can't
leave.
Get out.
I'm stuck at the station until someone shows up.
Turn the doorknob. No, I mean, I can't get away.
The station is in its own little island right at the moment, which is amazing, considering the fact that we are way low, it really seems like, in this area. But it was lower on the other side of the bridge, thankfully.
Well, and how did Bob got in here? By walking across the railroad,
tracks. It was a couple of hours later. He's like, I think I can do this. So he ended up parking down, I don't know, around Lanzarote's or something down around that area, and then just took off down the railroad
there
tracks.
There was a train coming by, and he grabbed the caboose and held on for a while.
Skateboarded.
He jumped off. Yeah.
But there were, you know, if you took off early, you could get around on the highway, and then mm-hmm. they closed it off. So it was like, well, you could try to go out the road near the prison and head out that way. No, it was closed. So the person on FM ended up, I think, in Arnsville and then came over. It didn't even make any sense how he said he got here, but it took him like an hour and a half of driving. I'm thinking, you know, there's only like 4 actual roads that come to this mm-hmm. location, so you have to take one of those. But
we could have declared ourselves a sovereign nation at that point, you know. We are rulers of this island.
Hey, and when I was here and nobody could get here,
I could
have probably done anything I wanted on the air that day. This is the way it's going to be.
And furthermore, I think...
That's dedication.
Mm-hmm.
Bob's walking the tracks to get here, man. After about 7.5-8 hours on the air, you don't want to hear me anymore.
No, well, yeah, and you kind of run out of things to do or say.
Well, the weird thing about doing a long shift in radio, you think, oh, all they do is sit and talk and they play songs. It's easy, easy, easy.
Mm-hmm.
After about 6 hours, all the weather in your mind sounds exactly alike.
And it's raining outside anyway, so who cares?
And again, rain and 70. It's
flooding.
Raining.
A lot of flooding.
In your own mind, you just sound so boring that people don't care. But nobody else is sitting out there for 7 hours listening to you.
Right.
So it's really only in your own mind you become really, well, I may be boring, but I'm just saying it's a weird situation when you sit here. The longest I've ever worked is like 9.5 hours.
That's why they always tell you in sports, give the score often, because, you know.
Somebody might have just tuned in.
Exactly. And if you don't give the score another 2 or 3 minutes, they're going, why aren't you giving the score?
It's
even
annoying.
Though you had said before and said it right after that.
I've listened before and thinking, come on.
Get the score.
Come on. That's one of those things. And there are times you hear a story, and at the end you're like, wait, what was the story about? Because you didn't catch the beginning of it, but you caught the end, so you're kind of lost. Phone numbers, we always try to double up on phone numbers because there's just certain things that's easier if you hear it twice in a short amount of time.
Or you could be like the Cardinals, and occasionally you hear this. To the point where I'm going, did we lose them?
Are they still on? That's a drink break. Is it still Rooney?
John Rooney and Mike Shannon.
His sister's name's Karen. Did I tell you that?
No.
I went to Cardinals Day for the station one time.
Oh, really?
Affiliates Day.
And he looked at you and said?
I met him, and he said, what's your name? And I said, Karen. He goes, oh, my sister's name is Karen.
And the next time he saw you, he goes, now, what's your name?
No, I've never seen him again. He's like, stalker, I need you to keep her away from me.
She
thinks she's like, knows me or something.
You frightened him.
Well, he was like, how much do you know about baseball? And I went, what? Is that why we're here? It's baseball?
Hello?
I came for the hot dogs.
And a beer. It's hot dogs and a beer. Baseball?
Baseball is very, very good to me.
Yeah.
Good weekend for sporting events, then, we're going to say.
No. I'm glad I'm not among those. I mean, I wish one of our teams would have won and played tomorrow, but I'm glad I'm not one of those waiting to see what the forecast is tomorrow to see if they can get the game in when they're supposed to get it in. And it's going to be a struggle, I think.
It's always the lightning. What is it, 10 miles or something like that?
I don't know.
10-mile rule or something? If there's lightning, you can see it.
You know, it could be
even 10 miles away, you could be struck by lightning.
And if you're saying, oh, poopah, come out to our station sometime and stand next to the tower when the lightning flashing overhead.
And if you're listening to us and you hear, that's lightning.
And static electricity.
It's, It makes a cool little noise on the tower. But sitting here is so much more fun to look out and think, ooh, I'm going to get electrocuted today. I'm touching the microphone.
I'm grounded now. I'm grounded. Go ahead.
It's scary.
That's why, and it's a little known fact, we have each one of our announcers, they have a metal band strapped to their leg, mm-hmm. and it's plugged into a wall, so they're properly grounded. So
we're set.
So the electricity passes through them and doesn't stop with them.
Again, they think our job is boring. No,
right.
No. That's how we know there's a storm in the area.
It is. You're playing Russian roulette when there's a storm.
Oh, our big plans for the weekend, going to visit the cemeteries.
Okay.
And try to cook out at some point. Yeah. Sunday is kind of, or I guess Saturday night. Tomorrow night is kind of the plan. And then do some visiting with local people.
And for everybody, again, as we mentioned at the outset, just if it's 30 seconds, okay, it's 30 seconds. But spend a little bit of time about the reason you're able to enjoy this day in this country the way you're enjoying it is because of the sacrifice made by others.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Give it a thought.
Yeah, I agree.
The younger they get, the farther away I think they get from that.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I am not going to be here Tuesday, but I will be here Wednesday.
Darn. 4-day weekend without you.
No, I saw you go.
Yes. Yay. No, anyway. Well, okay. Have a good, safe trip and
thank you.
Fun meeting your family.
All righty.
Or meeting. I guess you met them all before.
We have some acquaintances, yes.
Goodbye. Coming up, we'll have a look at your weekend forecast. I'll go all the way into Tuesday.